took his power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast. This is where we start your day off right with biblical perspective, tackling life's everyday issues so that we empower your daily life. I am Evangelist Rotsy Williams, and I am here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Each day, we tackle a new topic, have group prayer, and I assign you a new task to complete. This is all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. Our topic for this morning is one word can make a difference. One word can make a difference. And we are going to continue in the book of Luke chapter 1, beginning at verse 24 today. While you are getting your word ready, I remind everyone that you can learn more about me, the ministry, upcoming events, as well as access my law office from my ministry website, afeelthefire.com. That is F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. You can also call in, meet me for breakfast here Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. And if for any reason you miss this powerful broadcast, it will be posted on the Feel the Fire website each day after 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, by now, you should have your word ready. Let's go to the book of Luke, chapter 1, beginning at verse 24. And we're going to go down to verse 38. So it's a lot, but you'll see why when we finish it, because it goes directly to today's focus. One word can make a difference. I am reading from the KJV. And after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months, saying, "Thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me, to take away my reproach among men." And in the 6th month, the angel Gabriel, remember we read about Gabriel yesterday, going to Elizabeth's husband to announce the birth of John the Baptist. So in the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, "Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." Then said Mary unto the angel, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she also hath conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Now pay attention to this last verse. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. What is our topic for this morning? One word can make a difference. On yesterday, our topic was, your mouth is going to get you in trouble. And I came from this same Luke chapter 1 with the preceding verses. And in those verses, this same angel, Gabriel, went unto Zacharias, which was the husband of Elizabeth, who was the first cousin of Mary, to tell her, to tell Zacharias that God had sent him to announce that his wife would be pregnant with John the Baptist. Now, Zacharias responded in a way of disbelief, so much so that Gabriel said to him, I am Gabriel that stands in the presence of God. And because you disbelieved me, because you doubted when you expressed your response, your mouth will be shut. You will be mute until such time as this announcement is accomplished. Or in other words, until such time as Elizabeth bears the baby. Now, after Gabriel went to Zacharias and made this announcement, Gabriel then goes to Mary to announce to her that she will be the mother of our Savior, Jesus. Now, just like Zacharias, Mary was troubled in her spirit when she saw the angel because she didn't know if this was good news or bad news. Just like when Zacharias saw Gabriel standing at the right side of the altar. And so immediately, Gabriel does what Gabriel did with Zacharias, and that was to calm the situation by saying, don't worry, I'm bringing you a good message from God. So Gabriel already clears the air by saying, I'm here in good with good tidings. So then Gabriel makes the announcement to Mary of what is going to happen. And Mary wonders, well, how will this happen because I'm a virgin? And then Gabriel explains it. And then Mary's answer is what made the difference between how Gabriel left Mary versus how Gabriel left in a situation of Zacharias. Mary replied, then be it so. Whatever you've said, be it just as you have said it, because I understand that you are a messenger from the Lord. Whereas Zacharias responded in doubt and disbelief. So the one word made the difference. When Zacharias responded in disbelief, then his mouth was shut up. When Mary, on the other hand, responded in belief, then she, after that, went into a song, if you will, or words of praise, because she believed just what God had said unto her. I wonder this morning if you are a person who believes just what God has said unto you, or if you are somebody who responds in a way or spirit of disbelief to the point where it negatively impacts your blessings, your miracles, your life going forward. You see, one word can make a difference. One word of praise versus one word of negativity can accelerate the blessings in your life. One word of love instead of a word of opposition can make a difference in your marriage. One word of joy celebrating someone else's goodness or blessings versus one word of jealousy or envy can make the difference as to whether or not people will tell you about their blessings. One word can make a difference. Very quickly, because the broadcast is only 15 minutes, I want to give you an example of how this topic actually revealed itself in my life about, I think, a week or two ago. And I actually then said, my God, one word can make a difference. I am not a social media person. I actually just got on Facebook recently, and that was only because Facebook required it, because my law office has a business page. So they had this rule that you had to establish a personal page. So I did that, and I didn't really have any friends on there because I never posted anything. It was only for the purpose of my law office page. When I did want something posted, my sister would just post things because I wasn't a social media person. I really didn't get into all of that. So after people saw me establish this personal page, all of my childhood friends, everybody who knew me, started wanting to follow me. And I said, I don't really know why they're following me. I'm not going to be posting anything on here, but okay. So I accepted people as followers. And really, I only post the morning motivation broadcast. I don't really go through, post all these pictures, etc., every day. So a childhood friend of mine made a post recently, about a week or two ago. And I wanted to respond to the post. So I did. And then I went back and I reread it. I edited the post because I was trying to make sure that my response would be received in a nice way, because what I was dealing with in and of itself on her post could be perceived harshly. So I thought I had done it. Well, my childhood friend, with whom I've never had an argument in our lives, you're talking over 40 years, we've never had an argument, we've never even had a disagreement, responded to my reply in a way that showed me she didn't like it. So then she inboxed me, and we called one another, and we got on the phone. And I was telling her, no, that's not what I meant. That's not what I meant, and I edited the response and all of this. So then I listened to her as to how she interpreted it. And she listened to me as to how I meant it. And we ended up laughing because we've never had a disagreement. And I said to her, Satan wanted to divide us, but he's not able to. But listening to what you're telling me, I said, maybe if I had put amen at the beginning, you would have understood how I meant it. She said, yes. And I said, you know what? One word, isn't that powerful? That one word could have made the difference all along. I'm saying to you this morning that you will encounter today some situations where one word could make the difference. You've already encountered some situations. I've already encountered some situations where one word could make the difference. For example, in your marriages, in your relationships, maybe the other person is trying to express to you something they're unhappy about. And you could reply and say, I understand, honey. I understand, baby. I didn't mean it that way. Let me tell you this. But instead of starting off like that, you respond defensively. Now you're in a full-blown argument, which could have been prevented with the one word, okay, baby. That okay calms the situation. It lets the person know that you're hearing him or her so that you can then move forward with whatever you have to say. That's the same with your friends. It's the same on your job. It's the same with your children. It's the same in any situation. The one word which calms the situation so that the other person doesn't feel attacked, so that they can hear you. What is our topic for this morning? One word can make a difference. Let's go into prayer. Oh, we praise you, Father. We just magnify your name this morning. We thank you, Lord, because you're so gracious. You're so worthy. You're so merciful. You love us enough that day after day, you send this hot, spiritual breakfast for our soul, to help grow us up spiritually with great muscles, Lord, so that we are able to not only live this life, but to be witnesses, encouragers of the brethren, to inspire one another. And we magnify you for it this morning. We come asking, Lord, for the forgiveness of every sin. Lord, that you would cleanse us this morning and that you would help us, Father, to watch our mouths. Because you said, Lord God, in James 3:8, that our tongue, it is an unruly fire that no man can tame. So help us, Lord, to watch our mouths and to realize that our words have power, to do as you told us in Matthew 5:37. Let our communication just be yes or no, so that we control what we're saying, realizing that one word can help a situation, or one word can destroy a situation. One word, Lord God, may encourage a soul, or one word may destroy a soul. Help us to watch our mouth, realizing that our words make a difference. Lord, I come in agreement with everyone on this broadcast for everything that they need this morning. I don't have to know, but Father, you know. And we count it done in the name of Jesus. Come on and magnify the Lord. Praise him this morning as I extend the altar call this morning. If you are on this broadcast and you are not saved, or you're in a backslidden state, I want to give you the opportunity to come to Jesus for the first time, or to renew your relationship with him. Please repeat after me. Dear Lord, I come in the name of Jesus. I ask the forgiveness of every sin. I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Right now, I confess, Lord, that I am saved. Right now, I confess that I am rededicated. In the name of Jesus, amen. Come on and magnify the Lord. Come on and praise him this morning. Our announcements for today, and then I'll give you your task, but I just want you to stay in the spirit. One word can make a difference. Even wherever you are, begin to speak forth the one word that can make a difference, that can resolve the adversity and the issues in your life. All the lines are muted. No one can hear you. Stay in the spirit. Our announcements for today, first of all, is to remind you that I am taking your prayer requests and your testimonies live each day. You can go to the website and just type them in. You don't even have to state your name. I will read them out loud or go over them out loud on Friday, and then we will pray over them. So go to feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com, and enter your prayer request as well as your testimonies so that I will know how the Morning Motivation broadcast is blessing your soul. The second announcement is that today is Triple Threat Tuesday. We do this every Tuesday. You get motivated, you get educated, and you get heard. So you get motivated here on the Morning Motivation broadcast. And then at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, my law office sponsors You Be the Jury. That's a live broadcast where you get educated and you get heard. I apply the law to a hot off the press issue in social justice, politics, or religion, and then I take your calls live. And we always have callers from across the nation. They have differing viewpoints. It gets hot, but it is really great as we come and reason together. So tonight we will be dealing with the HBCUs and the order, that executive order that President Trump is putting out regarding the HBCUs, and whether or not you believe the HBCUs should be accepting this money, and if you believe it's good faith effort or some kind of manipulation. Now, I'm a graduate of two HBCUs, Tuskegee University is where I got my undergrad. FAMU is where I went to law school, and I love the HBCU, so I want to hear what you have to say tonight. You can get the call-in information. You can tune in online. You can even hear last week's show, if you missed it, on my law office site. That is called rossiwilliams.com, CALLRAWSI is how you spell my name. Williams.com. Well, our topic for this morning, our topic and our focus for this morning is one word can make a difference. Your task for today is to watch what you say, so that in every response you be like Gabriel. First, you calm the situation, and then secondly, you usher in the praise of the situation the way that Mary responded, so that God can release your miracle. Watch what you say. First, you calm the situation like Gabriel did when he went to Mary in today's reading. Then second, you usher in the praise or the victory in your response, so that you will receive the blessing like Mary, instead of having your mouth muted like Zacharias on yesterday. Meet me in the morning for breakfast, 6:30 a.m. Eastern, 323-870-4180. Come on and praise the Lord this morning. You're going to speak the right word today. A word. Yes, release your blessing now. One word.